This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Got some great examples of how the system works here in just a moment. I can't wait to get to this COVID task force. Just doing a little where are they now thing, courtesy of my buddy Jordan Schachtel, did a great thing for it. Now, before we do that, I just want to get to this one final Hunter Biden thing. We get the emails, all this other stuff in a moment. This is pretty good here.
Let me state as clearly as I can. My father was not financially involved in my business.
Not financially involved in my business. This went from my father is not involved, my father never knew, to now my father is not financially involved. Okay, so why the adjustment? What's the goal here? The goal is to try to separate the payments from Hunter and Joe because they can no longer do the wasn't involved thing. We now know from eyewitnesses and others, Joe Biden was intimately involved. It is known. There's no ifs, ands, buts. It's black and white. Even liberal Aunt Peggy has to acknowledge that, even though we know she won't. But he was very, very involved. That he threw in the financially involved tells you the thing they're going to focus on to try to keep Joe out of trouble. Purely the money. That's the entire case the Biden family's going to go on now. Yeah, Hunter Biden did X, Y, and Z, but none of it got to Joe. None of it got to Joe. They gave away the whole game right there.
Not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman, not in my investments at home nor abroad.
Let's pause on this for a quick second. Not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman. Notice he threw in private. There's no such thing as a private Chinese businessman. If you do business in China, you do so at the behest of the CCP, of the Chinese Communist Party. That doesn't mean that every single business that does business in China is a communist business, but they aren't allowed to do that business without the Chinese Communist Party's approval. This is not some free place where you could just set up shop because I want to sell Jesse Kelly burgers. If the local Chinese Communist Party or National Chinese Party doesn't want you doing it, you don't get to do it. So, yeah, anyway.
And certainly not as an artist. During my battle with addiction, my parents were there for me.
And here comes the sob story. Here comes the battle with addiction.
They literally saved my life.
Literally.
They helped me in ways that I will never...
Did they literally save your life? The parents couldn't just save your life, Hunter. They had to literally save it. It's literally this. It's literally... I can't stand that.
Never be able to repay. And in the depths of my addiction, I was extremely irresponsible with my finances. But to suggest that as grounds for an impeachment inquiry is beyond the absurd.
Just, I'm going to let him finish, then we're moving on. I'm done with the Hunter stuff. There are undersells and there are undersells. There's putting a pretty face on an ugly situation, and then there's putting a pretty face on an ugly situation. I was irresponsible with my finances. $600,000 in prostitutes. And that's what he wrote off. That's what he wrote off. He did it as a deduction. Wrap your mind around this. And this is staggering. $1.6 million in ATM withdrawals. Now, I don't go to the ATM a lot. It's a good place to get robbed. Chris, isn't there a $300 a day limit? Michael, isn't there a limit for how much money you can withdraw? There's supposed to be. How do you, How do you even get to $1.6 million from an ATM machine? How is that humanly even possible? Yeah.
It's shameless. There is no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business because it did not happen.
Yeah, we're done with all that. It's time to move on to emails, how the system works. I do want to bring this up, though. I'm a fan of Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa. I am. She's been a great governor. She was great during COVID. DeSantis got all the love for being a freedom governor during COVID, and he deserves credit for that. But Kim Reynolds was the same way. Iowa isn't as sexy of a state. You know, it's easy to love Florida with the beaches and everything else. It's easy to forget about Iowa because it's Midwest and everyone forgets about the Midwest. I personally enjoy it a lot. But anyway, that's beside the point. Kim Reynolds was dynamite for Iowa. So I'm not against Kim Reynolds. But they set up a satanic display in Iowa's capital. And I don't just mean another LGBTQ flag. It's an actual display honoring Satan. I'm not making that up. You can go look it up in case you think I'm wondering. The Satanic Temple of Iowa got permission to put up an altar in the Capitol building alongside the nativity displays. So it's a big screw you to Christians and Christianity. Why is it still there? Governor, she called it objectionable and encouraged people to pray. Okay. She wants Iowans to pray. All right. And I'm not in any way dismissive of the awesome power of prayer, but okay, Iowans are praying, Governor. Maybe you're the one who's supposed to step in and do something about it. Have you considered that? Maybe no is the answer the Church of Satan should hear when they want to put up a display anywhere. How about that? Again, this live and let live mentality of the right, they're almost proud when they lose. I can't describe it. The right, if they lose doing the right thing, doing it the right way according to their minds, they think they won. The right will look at a Satan display in the Capitol building and they'll allow it to stand and then tell people to pray about it and then go home that night thinking, Matt, I am a good dude. I told everyone to pray and I let those demons have their display. I can't believe the founders would love me. Oh, the founders and the Constitution, they would love me so much. In the meantime, people were dying for some help, somebody to be a bit more forceful with the demons on the left. And I know we'd love to think otherwise, but you can't live and let live your way out of communism. It has never been done. It will never be done. It will take offensive action. And in case you're wondering what the proper response should be, it shouldn't just be tearing it down. They should have an official proceeding where they tear it down, pile up the remains on the lawn of the Capitol, light it on fire, and then walk back in and build another nativity scene directly where the Satan display was. That's anti-communism. That's how it's supposed to be done. Gah, me, these freaking people. Getting to some emails before I get to the system and how it works. Jesse. Wanted to say thank you for not pandering to the hurt feelings of the listening public. Your response to a listener's hurt feelings made me appreciate your show even more. Thank you for not bending to all that BS. Well, look, one, I don't aspire to be a show for everybody. I know that I'm rude. I understand that I'm different. I understand this show is different. And I've never wanted a show for everybody. I could do a milquetoast, easy listening show. Can you believe the hypocrisy of the Democrats? And everyone would love it. And everyone would too. I'm trying to help as much as I can. That's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. That's one. Two, I despise, absolutely despise the fact that people's feelings are now currency in this society, and they've been told for so long their feelings are currency, they believe it. It's not that I'm angry at somebody for emailing me and telling me they're offended by something I said. I'm really not angry about that. I'm angry you would even think to email that to somebody, let alone me. I'm angry you ever in your mind thought that that would be currency for me. And it's not as if it's just women that do this. Dudes do this now. I wanted you to know I was really hurt. I wanted you to know I'm really offended. I wanted you to know I'm really mad. Your comments about this really bothered me. I don't give a crap. Why do you tell me that? You can tell me all you want. That's fine. Your feelings are not currency, and they should not be currency. No, but I was upset. Don't care. No, but I was really, really upset. No, you don't understand. I don't care. Feelings are not currency. Facts, truth, right, wrong. These things are what matter. Your feels mean nothing to me. Nothing. They don't. Meat means something to me. I love meat. In fact, call me Mr. Meat. My meat delivers to my front door. Does yours? Saw the latest stats today out of the meat prices, about the meat prices in this country. They were staggering, right? Well, I get incredible meat prices. And not only that, I have higher quality meat than you can find in the local grocery store because of Good Ranchers. I am subscribed to a Good Ranchers meat box. I get a meat box every single month with my meat orders in it. The perfect amount for my family, what we eat. And right now, at Christmas time, free 10-pound Christmas ham. What you have to do is go to goodranchers.com and sign up for any one of their meat boxes with the promo code Jesse. You get a free spiral-cut heritage pork masterpiece from Good Ranchers. goodranchers.com, promo code Jesse. Go get a 10-pound ham. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday night. I hope you are happy and ready for a Christmas break. Did you hear this dude, Steve Ratner's his name, on MSNBC? Golly, man.
We did have a lot of inflation go through the system, and for a while we did have very high energy costs. We did have these supply chain problems. We did have lower wage workers get very substantial pay increases, but that increases costs at the grocery store and drives up prices to a permanent level. And I think you may be obliquely referring to a point that I'd also just like to mention, which is that something like two-thirds of the people who are going to vote next year were not voting 30 years ago, the last time we had inflation over 4%. They've never seen inflation like this. So this comes as a shock to them. And they, some of them at least, kind of expect prices to then go back down again to where they were before. That doesn't happen. And in fact,
you see, you're just not used to inflation. The problem is you're too young. You need to grow up and realize they raise the prices on everything and they're going to stay that way. Stop complaining so much. Gosh. Speaking of they, I did that as a segue, Chris. You'll learn this one day if you keep paying attention to the master, to the radio master who's been doing this 5 years. Anyway, who are the people who did this? Well, if I was going to assign blame to anybody for the inflation you feel every day when you buy gas, groceries, pay your bill, buy an airline ticket, I would begin with the COVID task force. Because remember something, the very idea that you should stop your economy on purpose because of a virus is insane. It's beyond insane. Yes, of course, it was widely accepted for some weird reason during COVID, but that's insane. It's stupid. It's illogical. It sounds like a child came up with it. You don't stop your economy on purpose. Ever. For any reason. The economy is your lifeblood. But we did. And then we passed trillion-dollar bill after trillion-dollar bill and printed trillion after trillion. And then that was under Trump. And then once he left, Joe Biden came in and kept doing the same thing. Trillion-dollar bill printing by the trillion. And now you can't afford eggs. So let's check back in with that coronavirus task force, shall we? Because remember, these are the monsters. And I don't want to make light of prices. I understand you're suffering. People are suffering. And even if you're not, quote, suffering, it is a hard thing to watch your standard of living go backwards. We're used to, or I should say, we kind of plan for a certain trajectory in life where how much money you have, how well off you are in your 20s, you hope will be better in your 30s, and you hope that'll be better in your 40s and better in your 50s, and then you retire one day. That's how we all plan it, right? That's how I plan. It's how you plan. I have, through most of my own making, experienced going the other way more than once in my life. Hey, I was in a house and now I'm in an apartment. Hey, we used to go out to eat every Friday. Remember that? Dinner and drinks. Now, are hot dogs good? Hot dogs are good, right? I've experienced that. Maybe you're experiencing that right now. That's a very difficult thing. I'm not dismissing it. And the people who did this to you were the people who told you to close the country because of a virus. I have called for a reckoning time and time again. Not just as punishment. That's part of it. I've called for a reckoning for these people. So the next time anybody, Republican, Democrat, doctor, media person, anybody talks about shutting down your business, closing your child's school because someone got a chest cold, I want that person, I'm not going to bank on that person's good graces. I want that person to be afraid. I want the next person, the next doctor, president, whoever, I want them when they sit down and think, you know what? Gosh, that's a really scary virus. I think we should lock down. Oh, no, we can't do that. I saw what happened to Anthony Fauci. Okay, let's go a different route. That's what I want. That's what you should want. But not only do we not have that, we have the polar opposite. I want to make sure I give credit where it's due. This is an article from my buddy Jordan Schachtel. He tracked down all the COVID task force members. How are they doing? Let's start with the big boy, Fauci. Fauci's wealth increased multiple times over while serving as the pharma kingmaker. He recently took a no-show professorship at Georgetown University and is said to be working on a book. This is all while he was collecting over $400,000 a year on a government salary. What about Birx? Birx was certainly out there, of course. Birx, she has since joined multiple pharmaceutical boards and wrote a book attempting to generate even more more virus hysteria. You should know, remember this about boards. Hunter Biden talks about serving on boards. Birx is on boards. A lot of these people, as we go through it, they'll be on boards. What does it mean to be on a board? It means you are a prestigious voice who will be part of the leadership of a company. And you will get paid obscene amounts of money for virtually no work. That's what it means to sit on a board. You're not the CEO, really. You're not the CFO. You're not working in the mailroom. You show up first class travel to Aspen 2 times a year and get paid $1 million a year to do it. We'll continue for the rest of these in a moment. Before we do that, obviously, doctors are in the news. Vets are expensive too, aren't they? Veterinarians. What's called veterans? Veterinarians. It's expensive taking your dog to the vet, isn't it? All the time. Ah, he's got an ear infection. Ah, he's got digestive problems. Ah, there's something wrong with him. I don't know why he's limping. Ah, he's doing... What if buying Rough Greens saved you money? You know it does, right? When you start giving your dog real nutrition, you save money. You see, I save money now because I am more focused on getting nutrition in my body, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and stuff like that. I go to the doctor less. It saves me money. That's what Rough Greens does for you and your dog. Start pouring it on your dog's food. Dog food is dead food. There's no nutrition in it. Rough Greens is alive with nutrition, and your dog will be so much healthier when you give it to him. Free Jumpstart trial bags. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Jesse Kelly returns. Yeah. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, because that is going to be it for me before vacation. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Finishing this up before we get to some emails and a little how the system works and whatnot. This is a little article from my boy Jordan Schachtel. He tracked down the coronavirus task force to see how much they're all suffering. You know, you can't afford groceries. Your kids forgot how to read. What's Moncef Slaw doing? He was the leader of Operation Warp Speed. He succeeded in delivering preferential treatment to Moderna, where he had a board seat and $10 million in stock options. Moderna stock would jump 20 times from January 20th to the late 2021. Remember something. Always remember this. We like to make fun of the Inflation Reduction Act. Operation Warp Speed damaged this country worse than the Inflation Reduction Act did. It really did. This handout to these pharmaceuticals. Anyway, Alex Azar. He was the head of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. That's what, in case you're wondering. I thought of that by myself. He's, of course, part of some pharmaceutical companies now and several healthcare boards. Jerome Adams, you might remember Jerome Adams. He was Trump's Surgeon General. He became Purdue University's Executive Director of Health Equity Initiatives. Just a full-blown card-carrying communist. He's a full-blown communist. He hates my guts, by the way. Feelings mutual, Jerome. Sporting a salary of $500,000 a year for the gig. Oh, I almost forgot one time. Jerome Adams, I was ripping on him for being a worthless piece of commie scum, and he called me racist, and I just laughed and laughed and laughed, and so did everybody who saw it. They laughed and laughed and laughed because everyone knows that doesn't work for me, that I'm not a Republican. If I was a Republican and you called me a racist, I would cry and I would hide under my bed and be like, no, my gosh, no, I'm not. But because I'm an anti-communist, I understand that's just a tactic you use. It has nothing to do with me. You're just trying to silence me, and that doesn't work with anti-communists. Anyway, moving on. $500,000 a year he makes at Purdue. He also joined the boards of half a dozen healthcare and pharmaceutical companies. I want to stress again, as you keep hearing about boards, Hunter Biden's boards, the COVID task force boards, over and over and over again. And I'm going to stop this article. It goes on and on. Go read it if you want. A board. This is something that I have discovered ever since I started talking to rich people. This is something I've discovered. There's a way of thinking. There's a saying, money begets money. And it is so unbelievably true with how these people work. When you become rich and well-connected, opportunities will arise where you are essentially handed money just for your name or for your presence. To sit on a board involves very, very few responsibilities. You'll vote on the CEO, the direction of the company, things like that. But it's not as if you're actually part of the company. Lots of the time, there are different ways to sit on a board. But here's what it would mean. I don't sit on any boards and nobody's ever offered, so don't think this is a personal story. But if I did, the offer would go something like this. Hey, Jesse, we are starting with something I'm really good at, reading menus. I'm the world's best at reading menus. Hey, Jesse, we are starting a menu company. We're going to create the greatest menus possible. And since you are the menu whisperer, we want you to come sit on the board, help create our menu. And I say, okay, what are you going to pay me? What do I have to do? Okay, well, it's really easy. We have 4 board meetings a year, Jesse. We meet twice in Las Vegas and twice in Aspen, 5-star resorts. We will send private planes. Yes, they send private planes for these people lots of the time, if not fly them first class. We will send a private jet to come pick you and your wife up, if you'd like, and your boys. We'll fly you out to Las Vegas. We're going to need probably 4 or 5 hours of meetings, and then you can ride out the weekend. The board is going to go ahead and pay for your room and travel and everything else. Oh, and did I mention, Jesse, we're going to pay you $500,000 a year on top of all that to be part of this board. Are you interested? Of course, you're laughing right now. Chris is laughing. I'm laughing because it's so ridiculous and easy, right? Who would ever say no? They don't say no. They don't say no. It's an incredible amount of money and power for no work. That's the system. Now, speaking of the system, before we get to a couple more emails here, the system. The feds sent nearly $2 billion to Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups. Our money goes to the most evil people in our society and the people who fund our political enemies. It really is crazy, the more you dig into it, how much of the Democrat machine in this country is funded by taxpayer dollars. It's a staggering amount of money. Zelensky meets with leaders of U.S. defense companies. Now, hold on a moment. I am not naive. I understand a nation does need defense companies. You need companies to come up with new weapon systems and to produce the weapon systems you have that you want. I understand that. But in what universe is it appropriate for a leader of a foreign nation that is not even an ally, a leader of a foreign nation to come sit down with the heads of our defense contractors while he happens to be in town begging you, the taxpayer, for more of your money? How in the world are these people allowed to do this stuff out in the open? This is your money. While you can't afford bread and eggs, they're meeting, just handing out your money and discussing new ways to hand out your money. Gosh, you know what? I was going to read this story about the government unions, and I'm not going to because I can feel my blood pressure rising, and it's Wednesday, and you don't need that, and I don't need that. I'm just going to set it aside for now, and we're fine. We're totally fine. I mean, none of these people are corrupt or anything.
Remember, the longer they take for Ukraine, more people will die, more women will be raped, more children will be kidnapped, and it'll be all on them. We have to get them to move.
That's right. If Republicans don't pass more money for Ukraine, women will be raped. These people. Dear Jesse, why is it people who think the Earth's population needs to be reduced by billions are never the first ones to volunteer to decrease the population by one? Says I can say her name. Her name is Jill. Well, Jill, what are the three things these people all have in common? What are they? No love of country. You know that. No connection to the real world. But what's the third one? This is an important one. You cannot forget this. They see themselves as kings and queens. I don't just say that for radio. You really can't understand the mind of how the elite communist scum work until you understand they look at the freedom-loving world, the United States of America. They look at our freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom to own a weapon, things like that, and they hate it. They hate that the world has been reordered to limit their power and authority. These people see themselves not as, I don't even want to put it in some kind of snobby context. Oh, they think they're better than you. That's not what I'm trying to say. They see themselves as a higher being, a higher species. Do you, when you're making financial decisions in your home, do you consult your pet? Of course you're laughing. Ha ha, no, I don't. You have to understand, as ridiculous as that question I just asked was, that's how ridiculous it is to these people that they even have to consider you and your wants and your thoughts. Kings and queens don't stress about the peasants. And when kings and queens decide an army needs to march to war, well, they're not going. You have to go die. The king is too important after all. You're the one who needs to die. These people are way better than we are. They're above us, of course. That's why they never volunteer to be the first one off the rock. All right, some more emails, some headlines that we're checking out of here. First, you're going to go buy a Mantis X for your husband for Christmas because he's going to love you for it, or your wife for Christmas. I love the fact that women shooters is a thing that is growing and growing rapidly in this country, understandably so. As crime goes through the roof, people are, women especially, because they're smaller and they're weaker and their wrists are really small, they have to learn how to shoot to defend themselves. Mantis X is how you can practice to do that. Mantis X allows you to practice in the comfort of your home. It attaches to your weapon. Tonight, I actually am going to practice with my family. When I get home, we're all sitting down. The boys are already excited about it. They're already texting me. We're going to take 15 minutes and we're all going to practice and we're going to have a big competition, which will end up with all of us yelling at each other, and it'll be wonderful. But we all will be faster and deadlier tomorrow than we are today. MantisX.com is where you go get one. All right? MantisX.com. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show until tomorrow, which will be an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. You can email your questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You should also know if you miss any part of the show or if you miss me when I'm gone, they podcast every show. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, that's where you go do it, on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and a review discussing in detail how handsome I am. I don't care. You don't have to put details in there. You see the FBI. The FBI Houston put this out. I love this one. The FBI and DHS are issuing this updated public service announcement to highlight potential threats in the U.S. from various actors during the winter season. And then you follow through with these things. They keep saying these things. We're very worried about threats, the updated threats. We're worried about threats. But they never give any specifics. Where? What shouldn't I be doing? Is there a location? Is there someone specific I should be looking for? What should I be looking out for? And you know what they're doing? This is what's so disgraceful about that despicable secret state police agency. You know what they're doing? It's not that they're putting this out there because they give a crap about you or some terrorist jihadi blowing you up or something like that. They put this out there just as a gigantic CYA. That's all this is. So whenever something does happen, which of course something will at some point, that's inevitable. Something's always going to happen. Whenever something does happen, they can go back and say, hey, we put out a warning. We told everyone something was going to happen. Not my fault if they left their house. Gosh, these freaking people, man. Emails. All-knowing Jesse. You recently spoke about the fact that everyone loves history. They just need to find their niche. Chris, is it niche or niche? Is it niche? Could I have your attention, please? Is it niche or niche, Chris? You can say it both ways. Michael, you went to college. You can say it both ways. What sounds fancier? That's the way I want to say it. Niche? That's me then. Niche. That's right. It does rhyme with quiche. I'm not a big fan of quiche. Anyway, stop. Anyway, the guy says, I love history and I want to start reading about events that brought us here. Does the all-knowing Jesse, who he himself is a national best-selling author, have any good recommendations that don't read like boring leftist textbooks? I have a million history book recommendations. I didn't even know how I would possibly begin with a general question. Like, it would totally depend on what era you're interested in and what area you're interested in. Anyway, Oracle. MAGA started out as a MAGA started out as a grassroots movement that Trump was instrumental in promoting American greatness. Now, from my point of view, MAGA has morphed into viewing Trump as a deity and must be worshipped with 100% commitment no matter what. With that being said, how do you view MAGA of 2023 compared to MAGA 2016? Keep hanging on. I said I can use his name. His name is Larry. Okay, how do I view the Trump movement between 16 and now? Well, first of all, understand this. Because Donald Trump is a charismatic figure, and we talked about this before, just like Obama, when you have these lightning in a bottle figures who speak different, they do things differently, and they have charisma coming out of their ears like Obama and Trump do, that is always, always, always going to inspire some people to follow them as if they're gods. That doesn't mean it's the majority of Trump people. Are there Trump people out there like that? Oh my gosh, Trump poops gold bars. Yes, of course there are. That doesn't mean it's the majority. It doesn't even mean it's 5%. Those people are out there, ignore them, they're losers, forget about them. How has the movement changed? Well, look, picture this. I want you to picture I have it's a freshman year in high school for everyone else. I'm the football coach and I have a freshman team. All right, and this freshman team, little inexperienced, but they love football. They're going to play. And we're just now starting a football team. We're just now starting our football program. We're very inexperienced. And we line up, and we start playing football. And for 4 years, freshman to senior year, for 4 years, when we get into these football games, the opposing team will randomly pull out brass knuckles. We'll get spit on. The referees call the game in a way we can't possibly win. If we're at an away game, the fans will throw things on us. 4 years, these innocent baby-faced freshmen endure this. How do you think they will have changed by the time they're seniors? Do you think they're going to harden up a bit more? Maybe not even in good ways or ways that you like, but understandably, do you think they're going to harden up a bit more? Well, that's pretty much how I view it. Now, before we get to headlines, let's talk to you about Pure Talk, the most wonderful cell phone company in the country. I have had, and I'm not judging you, I've had AT&T. That's the first company I ever used. I had Verizon. That was the second. The one I just switched from was T-Mobile. So I've had the three big-time evil ones. So they've used my money. I've paid communists before for cell phone service. I don't have to do that anymore. I never have to do that again because I switched to Pure Talk, the veteran-owned company. Same great 5G network, so you're not going to be dropping calls when you leave town. Same great service, except you get to speak to an American when you call them who speaks and understands English. Switch to Pure Talk today. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more. My bill got cut in half. In half. #250. Say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk and switch tonight.
And now.
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Government unions spent over $500 million backing Democrats and the left during the midterm elections. Again, it is wild how much money goes to supporting Democrats, and there's none of this system in place for Republicans. Florida punishes school for allowing a boy on the girls' sports team. Yes, finally, real anti-communism, finally. LeBron James sits during the national anthem at Son Bronny's first NCAA game. It's not exactly news that LeBron James is a world-class piece of crap, communist piece of human filth, who's going to be a billionaire in the country he takes a steaming dump on every day. The real problem is, why is anybody on the right watching him, patronizing his team, wearing his jersey? Pathetic. No whites allowed at a Boston mayor's Christmas party for, quote, electeds of color only. The anti-white racism that is just permitted in this country wide out in the open now is a sight to behold. What a dangerous situation they are creating in this nation. Southwest Airlines is praised for customers of size policy that allows overweight flyers to purchase one seat and get another seat complimentary. Okay, so not the end of the world. Nice little handout for feminists going into the Christmas season. The Obamas just produced a viral Netflix show dehumanizing white people. Yeah, of course they did. Michelle Obama's a real white hater, has been for a long time. Me? I'm a lover. That didn't sound right. I'm a lover of Ask Dr. Jesse. Thursday. It's tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Email me. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.